Welcome to 2026 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's a story that you usually hear in Russia. It's a common instrument that the Russian authorities use in order to scare the journalists, to signal to them that they shouldn't do their work, essentially, that they shouldn't keep the government accountable.
Indiana University economics professor Konstantin Zhukov calls recent moves against journalists covering national security authoritarian. A Washington Post reporter had her home searched and her devices seized. And after restricting journalists' access to information not released by the department, the Pentagon says it's taking over the highly respected military newspaper Stars and Stripes. Meanwhile, Indiana National Guard Adjutant General Larry Munich is defending state legislation that would expand the authority of Guard MPs during emergencies there.
To carry a firearm, exercise police powers, or make an arrest. Right now, we have 300 troops helping make D.C. safe today, operating under a similar construct.
Supporters say the Indiana bill would allow a faster response to a governor's activation, but critics say it erodes a longstanding wall between military force and civilian policing. The Justice Department has now formally subpoenaed the Democratic Minnesota governor and Minneapolis mayor, saying they may have conspired to impede immigration actions. It's unclear what the status is of a possible FBI investigation into the shooting of Renee Good by an ICE officer. Six federal prosecutors in the state resigned over a Justice Department investigation into the political activities of Renee Good's widow. Minnesota pediatrician Dr. Jana Gewurz O'Brien says aggressive ICE operations are creating fear that is stopping families from getting care for their children.
We've seen moms that have called and said, my baby's having trouble breathing. I don't know if I should come in.
President Donald Trump is not backing away from tariff threats while meeting with European allies who oppose the U.S. taking Greenland. The possible import taxes and a sharp threatened EU retaliation likely caused a 2% fall in U.S. stock markets, the steepest in months. Simultaneous declines across global markets wiped out more than $1 trillion in value. The Supreme Court is expected to weigh whether the president has authority to impose sweeping country-based tariffs under the emergency declaration. An adverse ruling could take away one of Trump's favorite forms of presidential power. Polling shows strong and widespread domestic opposition to Trump's Greenland ambitions. A coalition of Ohio clean water groups is calling for an ethics investigation into Republican State Senator Brian Chavez, citing alleged conflicts tied to energy policy. Chavez spokesperson John Fortney calls them politically motivated.
This is another baseless, desperate, hollow attack funded by billionaire California special interests with the single goal of killing the oil and gas industry in Ohio.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.